All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here.
Sure.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I got something else to talk about because we just had an explosion happen. Pretty big deal. So, Fresh and Fit, or Fraud and Fit, or whatever you want to fucking call them. Anyway, they had Rolla Tomasi on there, and they had Destiny on there with, Sneeko? I don't know who Sneeko is, but I know who Destiny is because I've seen some debates from him even when TFM was on, and I think he even debated back on Ethan Ralph's show, of course, that he had. So, everybody is familiar with Destiny. There's a reason why I want to bring up the fact that Destiny more or less tore apart Rolla Tomasi using scientific studies. We gotta really think about it. First of all, we gotta think about Destiny here. Destiny is, for all sakes and purposes, a college dropout. He dropped out, says college wasn't important, blah 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 blah. And he basically became a streamer during the Twitch days for StarCraft. The second game. I never played it. It was not my thing. I don't like RTS games. But I guess he does. Anyway, he basically was a streamer for that, and he got all of his fame and fortune that way, and of course with YouTube and all these other different sites promoting him. Just all that kind of thing happened. So, hold on. I really don't like to have, let's redo this again. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens, and I've got another video. This isn't the robot one that's coming, but this one is about the explosion that happened in the Manosphere. It involves Destiny on Fresh and Fraud, or whatever you want to call him, Fresh and Fed. And of course, you know, you had Rolla Tomasi, I call him Rolla Tomato, on there. And, well, I was actually Hoshioni that came up with that one, I think. But I've been using it. I think it's pretty funny. Anyway, I've respected the, you know, Tomasi's views, basically. Not everything, of course. I got... there was a couple things in the Rational Mail I thought were kind of BS. But for the most part, he's always been pretty good as far as biology and all that stuff. Well, they had him debate Destiny and Sneeko. And Destiny, let's be honest, Destiny is a... he's a bread tuber, which means he's more towards the left communist politics. And of course, he's also known for being a streamer, like a YouTube streamer, video game, but... Twitch. He's a Twitch streamer, basically. He started out doing StarCraft, too, in the early, I guess, 2000, something like that. And he got all his fame, you know, doing that, just being a regular game streamer. And he was known for basically calling out JonTron for being a white nationalist. And after that, around 2016, he mysteriously decides he wants to start debating all these alt-right people. And the reason why he changed his beliefs from right-wing libertarian to what would be considered more of a, I guess you'd say, far-left, you know, communist kind of that socialist view, something like that. He's a determinist. But the reason why he did all that is because he thought that the right-wing libertarians had become too sexist and homophobic for him, which sounds awfully leftist. You know, he has that blue hair, too, you know, which usually was the... back in the day when we were talking about SJWs, we used to call them, like, blue hairs, because they would always have the funny colored hair, like they're anime characters, but they're not. It's like, hey, you know, the hair color in anime was supposed to denote emotion, but I guess he's not sad, because usually the blue one kind of denotes more of a subdued personality, and I guess he's not that. But anyway, yeah, he's had that blue hair for a long time, and I guess he's got a lifetime supply of blue hair dye. You know, because he's constantly always got it. It's like, there are other colors besides blue. Now, the thing is, the guy's like, he's like, pretty much using science. He said that the only way they could debate is if everything stuck to science. So you couldn't really debate him based on anything else. And for some people that have, you know, listened to him, yeah, he's a good debater. But, you know, I've listened to him in Undead Chronic, and that just about put me to sleep. So I knew I didn't want to listen to him in Rollo Tomasi. Even though that would have been good. Apparently, he got torn apart. And I'm like, well, if you're going to tear apart the guy that created the whole manosphere, there's got to be a reason for it. And, you know, I got to thinking, YouTube is really not crazy about this manosphere content. They're not. I guarantee if you ask the people and the staff in charge of YouTube, they'd be like, you know, well, Andrew Tate, that's the first thing they're going to say. Right-wing, far-right, misogynist Andrew Tate, that's what they're going to call him. They're going to say, well, he perpetuated this content, and he really did cause this issue himself, because he was one of the only content creators I've ever seen able to reach third graders. Like, there were complaints from third grade teachers on Instagram and stuff that they had to change the courses because the kids were becoming too radicalized. And 8-year-olds were telling little girls they were hoes and shit. And I'm like, okay, so yeah, I see how the government and the feds and all might see this as a problem. The UK also saw it as a very big problem. They had to make whole courses to kind of deprogram people from Tate. And rest assured, YouTube is aware of that. Because YouTube is trying to be cable. It's a Gundam has said this for a long time, and I really, really do believe that they are trying to be the next cable. And why wouldn't they be? A lot of people aren't watching cable anymore. They're watching streaming services, and they're watching YouTube. That's pretty much it. When I go over to my buddy's house, he's always got YouTube on. You know, they have satellite, but a lot of times they're just watching the YouTube because there's all kinds of stuff on there that they want to watch. And, I mean, it's like, whatever you want to watch at the touch of a button. You want to watch a video game, you can watch video game. You want to watch music video, you can watch music video. You want to watch something funny as a meme or something, you can watch it. I mean, it's not like you having to wait for this program to come on and that program to come on. They can easily just find whatever they want. So I think that this is a YouTube thing. A lot of people say, yeah, it might be the feds too. And there's a possibility. Because the feds did, as I reported in an article, did consider a lot of words that have been used in the, I guess, red pill community as a sort of incel or what they would consider a terror type language. Because they are starting to consider men, single men, as a threat because they have nothing to lose, which is true. So they want all the men to kind of be deprogrammed from this stuff, and the best way to do it is to get it off. Now, there will still be platforms they'll be fighting with, like Rumble and Odyssey and BitChute, stuff like that, but for the most part, they're just trying to get it off YouTube. They just don't want the young ones in it, because even though there is a YouTube Kids, you know, there's some kids that are, you know, maybe not into YouTube Kids because it's more like PBS, or, you know, it's more of a child-friendly YouTube, and maybe teenagers won't be into that, but teenagers might find red pill content about dating, because they're going to be interested in dating, right? So they'll find red pill dating stuff, and YouTube won't like that. YouTube kind of wants that to go. So by getting this YouTuber, who, by the way, I'm calling him a YouTuber because he's been banned from Twitch 3 times, but, this guy, you know, getting him on there is a way, basically, for them to use him to use their science, you know, their points. And I'm saying that the science that is biased, paid for by a lot of companies, And of course, there's revisionist history and things like that that have changed in the last couple of years. TFM's talked about that. Basically, he wants to use these things to more or less push their views and their beliefs onto everybody else. So it's kind of like a hive mind. So if you believe in something different to the science, I mean, how dare you not trust the science, right? And that's kind of what they want to do. They said, well, the science here disproves the red pill. You know, we have this study that we're not going to talk about the corporations that funded it. But we've got this study and this study and this study that proves this opposite. And that's what we're going to use here. And again, there used to be a slightly more red pilled person. I don't know if she still does videos. Aiden Paladin. She used to kind of really go through these studies and stuff like that, and I don't know if she's still actually doing that. But I will say that, just going purely on these studies, you know, a study can't prove everything. And that's exactly what he was even told. You know, he was even told, he's like, hey, a study can't prove everything. And I think even, what was it? The lead attorney was talking about, hey, you know, you can't prove everything in a study. Yet he's talking about how studies were used to smack Rollo in the face. And I'm like, okay, hold on. If you can't prove everything with a study, then why did we consider that these studies smacked Rollo in the face? And then I'm hearing that, of course, Destiny, he is a college dropout. He dropped out in 2010 from college. He says he doesn't believe a college education is important. He basically just reads stuff on YouTube, studies all kinds of different things. I mean, that's fine. That's okay. I mean, he's worth $840,000, by the way, according to SportsKita. So, basically, you know, this guy, he's a pretty big name. He's been debating for a long time, since 2016, since Trump. And it just seems to me that there's a lot of handlers in this. There's a lot of companies in this, corporations, things that people aren't talking about. I mean, he'll deny it to the end of the earth. But, you know, at the end of the day, I can't look in his email inbox. I don't know who he is talking to in PR. And yes, I've worked with PR, so I know about all this shit. I know about entertainers and handlers and things like that, agents. I know about all that kind of stuff. I know about the publicists. Worked with all them. So I understand the kind of emails he gets. Like, basically they'll say, hey, when you go on here, I request that you don't do this. I request that you say it like this. We don't want to say this because it'll upset these people that are your sponsors. We can't say that. He's got a lot of sponsors, so he doesn't want to say anything that could upset the sponsors that he has. Even if he believes in that kind of view, because that's just literally how it is. He's literally, what do they call it? An e-celebrity. And when you have a person like that on, who might very well be compromised now, and when I say compromised, I'm talking about the Fed got him. I mean, there's a possibility of that, since, of course, we know what happened to Coach Red Pill when Coach Red Pill basically said some things he shouldn't, and the Feds basically said, hey, we looked at the algorithm, and the algorithm showed us some very harsh comments. Well, no, that wasn't. I'm sorry, that wasn't even Coach Red Pill. That was Hammerhand. Hammerhand said that the Feds had questioned him about that. And, I'm sorry, I got that one wrong. I thought it was Coach Red Pill. Coach Red Pill was a little different. But Hammerhand was the one that had the FBI come and question him. He hasn't really, I don't know if he's made videos in quite a while, but he's, you know, basically saying that, hey, they read the algorithm. They look. If you're saying you're going to do something to somebody, they know about it. So you have to be really careful with that kind of stuff on here. And of course, that also means that there's all kinds of eyes on here now. YouTube is a very corporate website. It's Google. So, you know, of course the government has their hands in Google. I mean, why wouldn't they? So if you're, you know, wondering why Rollo allowed himself to get demolished. Hell, there might even been money in it. I don't know. I don't know what goes on and behind the scenes when they do the Fresh and Fit podcast. I don't know how much people get paid. I don't know how much any of this is. I honestly don't know. You might not like it if you knew what went on in the background. I know a lot of things got soured for me when I learned out, when I learned what happened in the background. I was like, oh, well, that's what it is. Okay. So it kills a lot of the mystique and stuff like that. And it also makes you realize that a lot of shit is faked. And it sucks, but it is. I mean, it's entertainment. And entertainment, you know, it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be real. That's the thing about entertainment. It doesn't have to be real. And you're like, but it was an informal debate. Or excuse me, it was a formal debate. No, it wasn't. It was an entertainment debate. It was basically just internet blood sports, you know, a little more intelligent than just throwing shit at each other, but, you know, still an internet debate for entertainment purposes. If it wasn't for entertainment purposes, it would be on another kind of channel. It would be more articulate, you know, there'd be a lot more research going into both sides. So that's kind of what I'm saying here. It's just an internet debate. However, regardless of the fact of it being an internet debate, we also have to keep in mind that, yes, they are trying to purge the Manosphere content. And, I mean, of course they would. I mean, of course they would. They're going to move it all to the other sites. So just get ready. A guy was saying, you know, well, what about Red Pill Dating? Oh, that's going to be gone too. You're going to have a lot of that content either gone or heavily monitored and censored. And I do mean, you know, with federal, you know, Fed guys knocking on the door. Hey, Grim, what are you saying? You know, stuff like that. They're going to start doing that kind of stuff because they want to keep it well moderated. And they want to use any kind of force they need to keep that message clear. They're powerful. They're Google. We give them money. That's all there is to it. Do you have a Android? Well, not. I know there's an open source, but if you're using regular Android, like a lot of people are that aren't so tech savvy, you sponsored them, or rather, you sponsored them. You paid for your. You gave them money. That's what I'm saying. You gave them money. If you watch YouTube, you gave them money. You know, anytime you're using their email client, anything like that, you're giving them money. They're getting money from you. So they've got a lot of power and a lot of money. Half the world has given them money. You know, think about it like that. Even if you're not giving them money, think about all the people who have given them money. And money is power. They can do whatever they want, basically. And nobody can really stop them. They have stopped lawsuits from going down completely. Remember PIPA and all that shit? Oh yeah, they shut all that down. They can shut a lot of stuff down if they want to. If it infringes on them and fucks them up, oh yeah, they're going to get rid of it in a heartbeat. So this Manosphere stuff, because of Andrew Tate, they're going to clamp down on it. And honestly, just let it die. I mean, seriously, let it die. And people are like, well, what about the red pill knowledge? If people want it, they'll find it. But we're at an age now where it's just going to be a lot more guys simping for these independent women. And it's just not going to be great. They just want to keep the status quo. Remember what the Invisible said, that the plan isn't to change the plan isn't to take over the world. They already took it over. The plan is to maintain the status quo. How do you maintain the status quo? Well, you marry young men. The young men have children. The children buy the products, consume the products, you know, because that's basically what you do. You have all these markets that cater and keep the system going, you know, as you're a young man, you get marketed things for young men. Then you get middle age, you get middle age. Old men stuff. You know, same thing with a woman. They'll start marketing things to you because they know you're getting about that age. They're looking at your data. They're seeing what they can sell to you. You know, that's what a lot of this is. They want to keep that status quo going because it keeps things stable. They don't want to collapse. They don't want young men going crazy and destroying things. They want to keep it the way it is. And to be honest, I don't want young men destroying things, so I kind of get where they're coming from. But, you know, the information is important. I mean, agreed. But at the same time, you know, this platform, this YouTube platform, of course, this isn't only on YouTube, but this YouTube platform is definitely going to continue changing. Of course, they've already fired, what was it, Jimmy Kimmel? So Jimmy Kimmel might try to get on YouTube. He might have a YouTube show, right? There's a lot of people that are going to try to go that way. You're going to have a lot more stuff like that happen. And you're going to have your conservative side. You're going to have your liberal side as normal. But they want to try to bring America kind of back to what it was by kind of making the left and the right agree a little more and stopping the internet-bred carnage, because a lot of that they feel they're responsible for. Some parts it's right, like Facebook is obviously going to start getting regulated. A lot of these sites are going to start getting regulated. You're going to start seeing regulation. They're already starting to regulate the porn, you know. You're just going to have to start signing, get an ID for that. VPNs might get regulated. There's a lot of shit that might get regulated in this country. And, I mean, yes, there's other countries you can live in that may not have these things. But they want to maintain America. I don't know how, but they want to maintain America. And it's not going to be very, very easy. But they'll figure it out. I really do. Either they'll figure it out or the whole thing crumbles. That's pretty much all I've got to say on this one. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim Rants into the Heavens.